Yeah, the Flamed Omer Aleph on the bottom Gemara. Omaluhu Rafuna, the second line from the bottom. Omaluhu Rafuna Lahanu Avantri. To the people that do business that they buy hadasim from the goyim, and then they sell it to the Jews. Is Kizavnisu Asa Miyakim, when you buy the Asa, the hadasim that you want to use for the lulav from the goyim, Loitigzu Asim. As you sell it, you don't cut it off. Like, don't go down to the farm where they grow it, and you cut it off. Don't cut it off. Elaligzuhu inu. Let the goyim cut it off the ground. Let them cut off the hadasim. V'yoyvelechu. And then let the goyim give it to you. My time, what's the reasoning for this? Why should we let the goy cut it off, and then you, like, take it off him, take it away from him, but you yourself should not cut it off? But there it says, Stam oivde kechovim kazlonim aryasoninu. Most goyim, even though they say it's their farm, like their property, they're growing their hadasim, most probably they stole it. Could be they stole it from a Jew also. That they stole property, they stole karka. And the klal is, the karka ain't an exelis. The loch of karka, if you stole karka, you stole land, land is not an exel. Land, we always say, wherever the land is, it's always b'shus habaylim. That din gzela is not on karka, you can't steal land. Therefore, the goy like just threw the Jew out of the land, but really the land still belongs to the Jew. Therefore, whoever cuts it off now, he's like stealing it. So therefore, inu enigzelis. Hilkach, therefore, ligzizuhu inu. Let the goyim, let them themselves cut off the hadasim. Ki hechid alehevi yiyosh bailim, ki yadayadatu, in order that when the goyim cut it off, they're doing now the maisik zelah. They're like stealing it. They're stealing it now away from the Jew. And the Jew was already miyayish. He most probably gave up hope. He didn't think he'll ever get it back again. So comes out now there's yiyosh, by the rishus of the goy. Now, v'shinu ha-rishus b'yadaychu. When you get it back from the goy, it's a shinu rishus. Like the goy that stole it, now is giving it to you. So if you're a second party, you're not doing an avera. Like, by you, it's coming into your hand rishus. Because after the bailam was miyayish, gave up hope of getting it back. Now it's called the shinu ha-rishus. There's a change of property here. It goes out of the goy's rishus into the Jew's rishus. So therefore, v'shinu rishus b'yadaychu. Therefore now when the avankri, when these business people, when they buy the adasim, they're allowed to use it. By them it's not called gezel. So that's why if you buy the adasim, don't you, the avankri, this businessman, the merchant, you should not go cut it off the ground. Because if you're going to cut it off, even though the guy gives you permission, but who says it's the guy's land? Maybe the guy stole it from a Jew. And the land still belongs to the Jew. Therefore the one that cuts it off, he's doing the maisik zelim. So Rav has said, don't you people, you merchants, cut it off. Let the guy cut it off better. Yeah. And therefore, if the guy cuts it off, we say the guy now is doing the maisik zela. And therefore now, when the Jew gets it, it's okay, because it's called the shinu harishus v'yadaychu. And the Tabrashi says, the karka ain't an exelis, kolaymar, ain't a kinuya legazlin. The gazlin does not own it. Bishum yish, even if the owner was miyayish, gave up hope of taking it. To li'olam mecheskas b'alehi. It always is still in the rishus of the owner. To mikroi nafkalo magoy zabas. We learn it now from a posik. Even though there's a klal, yish is kinda, but yish is only by a kinyan gzela. When there's a maisa gzela, somebody stole something, so the gazlan has a kinyan gzela, then we say if the owner gives up hope of getting it back, the gazlan is allowed to keep it. He only has to pay money for it. But here by kaka, if you steal land, land is never called an exela. There's no kinyan gzela on kaka. Because kaka, we always say, wherever the land is, it's always in the property of the ownership of the original bailam. Therefore, send an exelus. Abu mishanit l'shapri. But when you pull off the fruit, then heavy gezel, that's called a maisa that you're stealing. V'haltol shayhu gozli. Therefore, the one that's going to pull off the adasim here, he's going to be the gazlin. Hilkach, therefore, the etzer is l'gzizu hein. Let the goyim themselves pull off the hadasim from the ground. Min ha-mechubar. Let them give it to you. That the goyim, they are the ones that are stealing. They're the gazlonim now. And you're buying it off the goy. So you're buying it off a gazlin. But here it's a mailah. We're talking about that the owner already gave up hope of getting it back. Therefore, it's like first the bailam was miyayish when it was by the goy's rishus. And now the goy is giving to you these hadasim from his rishus
to you, l'rishuseichem, to the avantri, to these merchants, u'gesava yish greida lekoni, el yish v'shinu rishus koni. You need two things like, you need first the original owner should give up hope of getting it back, and a shinu rishus. In other words, why the first person, yish is not koni, doesn't belong to you. Therefore, you can't use these adatim. So the answer is, let the goy chop it off, he's stealing it, and now when he gives it over to the Jew, to the merchant, that's called the yish with a shinu rishus. He's changing properties, therefore it's mutter. Vinamina, the Teretz is Rashi says, maybe koni, maybe no. Maybe he holds really yish is koina. So therefore, when the goyim cut it off, they made a maisik zela, and now that the owner was miyayish, it's okay, they own it. So then the question is, why can't the merchant, the Jewish merchant, let him go to the field, let him cut off the hadassim, and let him use it? Because since he cuts it off, true, he's doing a maisik zela, he's like stealing it, but since the owner was miyayish, gave up hope of getting it back, we're saying maybe Rav holds yish is koina. So if yish is koina, so then now the merchant owns it, the Teretz says still it won't be good. Because mitzvah bo b'yaveir hevi, imatem chotchu, minamachu b'tiyuatem goizlonim. Because if you're the ones that are cutting it off, even though after you cut it off, you're going to own it. Because we say after you cut it off, the original owner gave up hope of getting it back, so yish is koina, etake becomes yours, you own it. But still you couldn't use it for adastim, for the lulav. Because it's called the mitzvah bo b'yaveir. Like, how did you get it? Because you yourself did the Maisik Zela. You cut it off the ground. And we're saying now, maybe this ground really still belongs to original Jew. And therefore, when you're cutting off the Adasim, that's the Maisik Zela. So that's what Rava told these merchants. When you buy the Adasim off the Goyim, make sure that you should not be the one to cut off the Adasim. Even if you pay money for it. But so what? Like, maybe these Goyim don't really own the Karka. Maybe they stole it from a Jew. And it still belongs to the Jew. And if you're going to be cutting it off now, you're going to be stealing it from the first Jew. So even if you tell me, after you cut it off, you'll own it, because the original Jew was miyayish, gave up hope of getting it back, but still you can't use it for the mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah bo b'yaveira. Like, you only have it because you did the maisik zela. Therefore, the best way is, let the goyim themselves first chop off the hadassim. Let them cut it off. So they're doing the maisik zela. They're doing the aveira. When they sell it to you, you're not doing an aveira. You're buying it, and you have a right to buy it now, because since the original owner gave up hope of getting it back, so true, there's a kinyan now of yish and shinu rishus, or else yish by itself. But you have the milo that you didn't do the maisik zela. It's not you that stole it, somebody else stole it, therefore you're allowed to use it. So somebody else steals it, and then he gives it to you, you're allowed to use it, that's not called the mitzvah bo b'yaveira. You did not do the maisik zela. The Gemara is the question though, for the Gemara though still of a pasha with the merchant that's buying these hadassim off the goy, the merchant, he's not going to use it for himself. The purpose of him buying it is to give it over to other Jews. So Rabbi Gemara, saif, ki gozizu avankri. I feel even if you want to tell me that the merchant himself, the Jewish merchant, when he buys it off the goyim, maybe the merchant himself should go down and cut off the hadassim. So what do you want to say? No, because you're doing a maisik zela, and you can't use it for the mitzvah. So it's good, you yourself can't use it true. But you don't want it for yourself. You want to sell it to other Jews, and they should use it. So the heavy yish by them, b'yadayu, let it be yish by the merchant. The merchant chopped it off. He did the maisik zela. He's like stealing it now. But since the original owner gave up hope of receiving it back, so now the avankri is koine. He owns it. He can't use it because he did a maisik zela. But he doesn't want to use it anyway. But v'shinu harishus p'yodon. When the merchant gives it over to the other Jews, like the people that buy it off the merchant, they want to use it for their lulav, they have a right to use it. Because they didn't do the maisik zela, they're just taking it like buying it off the gazlin. And since there's yish and shina rishus, it's a change of ownership, it's mutter. So that's the kasha. Why does Rav have to tell the merchant they should not chop it off? Let the goyim chop it off? No. Even if the avankri would also chop it off, luchur would also be mutter for the other Jews to use it. Because even if you want to say the avankri is a gazlin, but still when he sells it to the other Jews, by them it's mutter, they didn't do the maisik zela. They should have a right to use it. So Gemarin says, true, leitzricha, you know what the answer is? Leitzricha, we only need it for hoishana the avankri, gufayu. When we're talking about the avankri, the merchants, they themselves are like buying hadassim now to use for their own lulav. So if they want to use it for their own lulav, for Ishana the Avankri, the lulav of the Avankri, then they have to make sure that they have one, that they did not do a gzela, that they did not steal. because they did it, if they did an Aveirah, then it's called a mitzvah, Bovi Aveirah. So therefore, Rava told the Avankari, this merchant, you should know, the best thing when you go down to the Goyim, to buy the Adasim off them, make sure that they themselves, that the Goyim, cut off the Adasim. Therefore, the Goyim are doing the Maisik Zela. And you're just buying it off him, so by you, there's a Kenyan of Yish and Shinu Rishus, and you did not do the Maisik Zela, there's no sort for mitzvah above the Aveirah, therefore you can be Eitzah the mitzvah with these Hadassim. So that was Rav's Eitzah to the Avankari. So we ask now another question, though, but still, what's wrong if the Avankari themselves, if these merchants themselves, goes down and cuts it off, for the Gemara of Aliknenu Bishinu Maisa, like still, true, even if you want to say they're doing a Maisik Zela, like really, I mean, really the kasher is, like how can we tell them to do the Maisik Zela? So Chura Teretz says it's only a suffix. We don't know really if it's Exhaler or not. And also, could be the original owner gave up hope of getting it back already. So there's no real Gezel. It's only a suffix. So as that alone, we would let the Avankari do it. But the question is, though, but it's a mitzvah bobi avera. So you can't use these hadassim. So we're asking the kasha now. But like ninu bishino maisa, even if you want to say the Avankari, the merchant themselves, they're the one that cuts off the hadassim. So even if you want to say they're doing a Maisik Zela, still, it should be mutter to use for the mitzvah. Because there's a shinu maisa involved. They don't just use the adasim the way they are. They have to put it into the luluv. And now it becomes part of the luluv. So that's called like a shinu maisa. You're changing around what you stole. And that's also a kinyan. If you steal something and you change it over into something else, it's like a new thing and it belongs to you. And vice versa, that's not called gozel. That's not called like a stolen thing. It's called something new now. But since it's something new now, there should not be even a psul of mitzvah bovi avera. Rashi says, "Likninu b'shino ma'isa she'ogid shloishes haminim yachid." You're tying now together the lulav, the hadasim, and the arovas together. "Tishino ma'isa namikoni." If you change it around before with just the regular hadasim, and now you make it into the three minim, maybe that's called tishino ma'isa that you koina. So even if the avankri themselves cutting it off is doing the ma'isik zela, still it should be kosher for the mitzvah. The Gemara then says, "No, this is not called a good shinui." The Gemara says, Kisova lulav ain't sorchagid. One teretz says maybe Rav holds there's no mitzvah to tie the three minim together. Therefore, it's not called yeshino maisa. Like you're using each one separately. You're holding them in your hand, true. But since you don't have to tie them together, it's called you have a lulav in your hand, you have a dasim in your hand, and you have a rabbis in your hand. So since it's still called hadasim, it's not called yeshino maisa. It's not called you change it over into something else. Therefore, if the avankri themselves would cut it off, they would be the gazlonim, they would be stealing it, they cannot use it for their mitzvah. The Yimtim Tzulemi, even if you want to tell me no, maybe Rava holds lulav tzarechagid. No, there is a mitzvah, you have to take your lulav and your hadasim and your rovis, and you have to tie the three together. I feel you want to tell me you do need a nagid, you have to tie them together. So then the question was, this is called the shinui, you're like changing it over from before it was just a hadas, and now it's called a lulav-like, so why aren't you craning it? It's like something new, and it shouldn't be a son for mitzvah above your very either. The teretz is, shino ha-chayzel abriyosai. If you change it over to something that could be changed back again to its original form, that's not called a good shino. That's not called changing it. So here also, you could change it back to the original form, just untie the agad, like take it out of the tying, and it'll be hadasim again. The shino ha-chayzel abriyosai, something that you change it to something else, but it could be changed back again to its original form. This is not called the changing. Therefore, you don't have a new kinyan of a shinu maisa. You only have the original gzela that you did. And even if yish is kind of, but since it's still the same chafetz that you stole, there's a psul of mitzvah bob yaveir. So Umari asks, good, maybe there's no shinu maisa here, but v'liknenu b'shinu Hashem. There's another type of a kinyan the Gemara Baba Kama talks about. That's called yish and shinu Hashem. If you stole it, and then the name of it changed. Like the other Gemara says, a young animal to an older animal, it changes its name. So if it's called a new thing now, that's also called something new, and you're kainer it, and maybe you're also for the mitzvah, you should be able to make the mitzvah. It's like before it was called hadasim. And now, Lord Demikore Hevelay Asa. Before these things were just called hadasim. That's what we called it before. Fahashter Hashana. But now we're calling it a lulav. So since you're calling it something new, now you're giving the shame of a lulav. Maybe that's called something new. Now this thing that's new, it's a kinyan. It's called Shinu Hashem. And also, it's like, it's considered like it's not the same chafetz you stole anymore. So therefore, there wouldn't be the psul of mitzvah bobi avera. So why can't the avankri themselves be mekayim the mitzvah even if they themselves would cut off their dasim? The Teretz says no. Mikore nami la'asa hoshana kori lei. But this is not called really a change of the name. Mikore at the beginning, nami la'asa hoshana. You cut off these hadasim, these are called hadasim that are going to be used for the luluf. That's what it was called before. So it's nothing new, the fact now you put the hadasim in the luluf. Like the luluf is also called a luluf, hadasim, and a rovis. So it's not really called, you changed any names. Rashi Hashanah Korulu, Al Shem Shirigidim Li'ogdim L'Hashanah B'chag. That since you get out, that's the kasha, and the Teretz says that it's not called something new. Even at the beginning also, when you first cut off the hadasim, it's also considered like you cut off these hadasim to be used for the luluf. Therefore, it's not called the Shinu Hashem, and it's not called the Shinu Maisa. Therefore, Rava told these Avankrim, these people that buy off the Goyim, make sure you yourself do not cut off the Adasim, because then you can't use it for your own Luluv. If you want to use it for your own Luluv, make sure the Goyim themselves first cut off the Hadasim. Therefore, the Goyim made the Gizela, and now when you buy it off them, that's called the good Shinu Rishus, and Yish, which Shinu Rishus is kind of, and it's not called you did the Maisik Zela, there's no psul of mitzvah above your bear. Right, the Tana Rabbanan. Suke Gizula. If somebody stole the sukkah, v'yamasachech b'shus harabim, or else somebody goes and builds a sukkah in the middle of b'shus harabim, and puts chach on top of it in the middle of the b'shus harabim, you build your sukkah. So it's a machloikis. Rabbi Eliezer poisel. Rabbi Eliezer says in both cases it's no good. If you steal somebody's sukkah, or else if you make your sukkah in the Rishus HaRabim, it's also called like Gezel, like Rashi. Hanami Gezel HaRabim. You're also stealing from the Rabim. Like, it's not your property. Who gave you a right to use it? It's the Rishus HaRabim. It belongs to everybody. You don't have a right to use it. So therefore, by you using it now, it's called Gezel. So Rabbi Lezer holds, if you steal a sukkah, or you use the Rishus HaRabim, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. The Chachomim Machshirin. The Chachomim say no, still it's kosher. We'll soon see what we're talking about. The Chachamim say, even if you steal the sukkah, still you could be mekayim the mitzvah. Now, Omar Rav Nachman says like this, Machlokes, you know what this argument is between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim? B'she'toikev es chaveiroi. You grab a hold of your friend. In other words, your friend has his own house and made his own sukkah in his own backyard. And you go in there, you big bully, and you take your friend and throw him out of the sukkah, and you sit in the sukkah. That's what we're talking about. You grab a hold of your friend, and you throw him out of his sukkah, and you sit in the sukkah. That's what we're talking about. What's the law in such a case? Could you be mekayim the mitzvah now that you're sitting in your friend's sukkah or not? Rabbi Eliezer goes according to his shita, that he holds, no, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. You know why? The Yomar Rabbi Eliezer we had before said that ein adam yoytze yedechavosai b'sukosha shachaveroi. The Abelazah Shita before was, the sukkah has to belong to you. You have to own it. Tassel L'chor, the Pasuk says, the sukkah has to be yours. You can't be Yotze Mitzvah sukkah if you sit in somebody else's sukkah. So there, see it like it's a monoshuk now. Ekak and Exelis, if you want to tell me when you steal, you throw your friend out of his property. It's called you're stealing his property. So you want to say then you have a kinyan Exela. Maybe it should be called yours. Still, sukkah gezulahi. That's called a stolen sukkah. And a stolen sukkah, you can't be yotzei the mitzvah. V'nami karka ein nigzelis. And even if you want to tell me no, like we hold halacha, karka is not nigzelis, like we had before. If you go take your friend and throw him out of his property, and you take over the land, that's not called a maisa gezela. It's not called you stole it from him. You don't have a kinyan gezela. Property, land, we say, it's always in the ownership of the original owner, unless he sells it or zvafker it. Gives it for a present. But you can't just throw them out. That doesn't give you a kinyan gzela. So if you want to tell me now that karka is ein gzelis, so therefore the gazlin does not own it, so whose sukkah is it? It's a sukkah shulahi. It's a sukkah that you're like you're borrowing your friend's sukkah. Really, it still belongs to your friend. It's his property. He owns it. You just threw him out of here. But really, as far as ownership goes, your friend still owns the sukkah. Therefore, you're like a show. You're like borrowing your friend's sukkah. It's not a nice way to do it. But really, a pialoch, it's only called you're borrowing your friend's sukkah. Well, instead of asking him, you just threw him out. For the mice, it still belongs to him, it's still his sukkah, and you're using his sukkah. So that's a shiloh. According to Reb Leza, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Because Reb Leza holds with a sukkah shula, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Sukkah has to belong to you. So here, mamonishach, if karkas ain't an exelus, you don't own it, so it's not yours, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah. And even if you want to tell me Reb Leza holds maybe that karkas is an exelus, and you do have a kinyan zela, but I call upon him, there's a possible to say that a sukkah gzula is possible. So Rashi says like this, Machlekes Rashi, hod the apostle Rabbi Eliezer. When does Rabbi Eliezer say it's possible the sukkah is no good? For going shetokaf es chaveru bechazoka. You grabbed the hold of your friend with strength. For yoitzio mesakos and you threw him out of his sukkah. Habnu yevakarka shel nigzol. That was built on his own property. V'chola mechuba lekarka rekakarka. The sukkah now, since it's attached to the ground, is also called like karka. Therefore, just like karka is an exelus, the sukkah is also an exelus. For Rabbi Eliezer Latayme, Diyama Sukkah Shula and Yoitzim Bo, Perka Yoshim, Hilkach Amonashach Zupsula. Here, Amonashach, this sukkah is no good. E karka an exelus kloimar. Im yesh ala karka teres gezel kishar metautlim lamed becheskas agazlon. If you want to tell me, Rabbi Eliezer holds that when you steal somebody's property, it's called gezela. And like now it's in your rishus, you're the king, you own it, you're a gazlin. Still, the klal is sukkah gezulahi. For Reb Leza, dorish tatsa lecho mishel lecho v'loi gezulah v'loi shula. Hidashan, the pasuk says lecho, it has to belong to you legally. And not if it's yours, but turns to the kinyan gezela. V'loi gezulah, gezulah is no good. V'loi shula either, even if you borrow, it's also no good. So Mamona Shach, here this sukkah is possible. But if it's gzulam, the pasuk says lecho and not stolen goods. The end of the gzelus, if you want to tell me, it's not called stolen goods. If this gzela is not chal on karkam, lechol hayomim. For yeshus by lehi, heavy lushula. Still, the cloud is as blithe like you're borrowing it. Shula or plukto be agoysel. Some machlekes in gemara b'vakama. Ikulaman diyom a karkin gzelus. Some say yes, even by property, by land, you could steal it. The Dorish Rebu Yamiyat Vikla Mandiya Makak and an exil, the Dorish Koli Proti. So, may Allah call upon him according to Rabbi Lez, no matter which way you hold, Rabbi Lez will be understand. Either it's called a Sukkah Gezula, that you're not Makan of the Mitzvah, of course it's stolen, it's not Lecho, or else even if you want to tell me there's no Din Gezela on Kaka, but it still does not belong to you, it's only like Shul, it's still your friends, and you can't be Yitzel with Sukkah that belongs to your friend. That's Rabbi Lez the Shita. So, tomorrow, what are the Rabbanon hold though? For Rabbonin Latamayu, the Rabbonin go according to that time also. The Amri, the Rabbonin say, Odom Yoitse Yedechavose Visukosa Shechaveroi. Yes, during Sukkis, if you go nicely, of course, and ask your friend, can I use your Sukkah? And he says, yes, you're allowed to do it. You could be Mekarim the Mitzvah Sukkah, even though the Sukkah does not belong to you. There's no Din Lechor, it has to belong to you. Shul is also good. If you borrow it, it's also good. Lechor is only a psul of Gzula. If you steal it, you did like you're stealing it, then you're not mekayem the mitzvah. But over here, the Rabbanan hold, the karka ain't an exelus. You have to say that they hold karka is not an exelus. Since the land, the sukkah, still belongs to the original owner, and you did not steal it, it's not called exela by karka. Therefore, all it is, the sukkah shulahi. All it is really now is just called you're borrowing your friend's sukkah. Even though you're not getting permission for it, he's not giving you rishus, but still, it's not called gezel, you're not stealing it. Because karka is an exelus. So really all it's called is you're using your friends without his permission. That's called like shula. Therefore, according to the Rabbonin, you would in the kind of the mitzvah sukkah. Because the maestri is sitting in a sukkah, that's kosher. And it's not gezula, it's not stolen. Therefore, according to the Rabbonin, it's kosher. Rashi v'Rabbonin l'tamayu. The Amri the Rabbonin say, Yoitze odem b'sukkah sheinah shaloi. Yes, you could be in the kind of the mitzvah with your friend's sukkah. B'shula. The Srila the Kaka and an exelus. The Rabbanon the Amaparaka goes to the Kaka and an exelus. O Pligio let Rab Leza. Nami Baha, the exelus Kak Yukach, Shuli. Who are the Nami of Heavenly Lemela, Rab Nachman, the name of the Rab Leza, time of the Yom, goes to Kaka, Nixelus. The Sukkah Zuli, the Miyashi Bailumine, Kisharmatat, Levle Kaka, the Cheskas Gazlin. Rabbon, the time of the Yom, a Kaka and an exelus. O Shili, you could have said clearly this Machlekis. That Reb Leza holds it is called Gezel, and the Rabbanim say it's not called Gezel. Eliyom Ha'ochi Avi Mashma the Moed Reb Leza B'Shula. If it would have said like this, it would have been Mashma, then Reb Leza only says it's no good, because the old karki is stolen, is Nixelus. But if it would only be borrowing it, it would be good. The Anan, we hear that like that. The Anan, Kimlan by Yosh, we had the parak before, the Af B'Shula apostle, that even if you're just borrowing, even if you get permission to use your friend's sukkah, according to Reb Lez, it's no good. The Torah says, L'cho, the sukkah has to belong to you. Hilkach, therefore here the Gemara says, Omalo, Rav Nachman. Mimon of Shuk, here no matter what you say, it's no good. Klaimer. Inam, Reb Lez, the kaka and exhalus, even if you want to tell me that Reb Lez maybe would hold like the Rabbanan Shita, that kaka is not nigzul. Hafiluhachi posole. Here you should know, still it's possible. Posolur. Mishum shula. Because it's not called your own sukkah, it's called the sukkah you're borrowing from your friend without permission. Therefore, you're not yoytzei the mitzvah according to Rabbi Lezer. Mashenkin, according to the Rabbonin, though, they hold karka is einan exilis. It's called a shula you're using your friends, and the law is you're allowed to use your friends according to the Rabbonin. Therefore, you became the mitzvah. So that's the way Rav Nachman says. So as Rav Nachman, Avol, what's going to be the case? Avol goes al eitzim. If somebody goes to his friend's house and steals wood, v'sichach behen, and you put it on top of your sukkah, use it for schach, you steal wood, you steal bamboo sticks from your friend, and you put it on top of your schach, your sukkah, tivrei hakel, everybody holds, ein lo yelo d'mayetzim, that you mekayim the mitzvah sukkah, it's a kosher sukkah, and all you have to do is just pay back the value of the bamboo sticks, that's all. Ein lo, the nigza, the one you stole from, only has a taina, could get from you, elo d'mayetzim, only the value of the Yetzim. So Rashi explains why is that. Rashi, Abba Gozal Yetzim Sichach Behem. Ein zu loy gzu lov loy shula. This is not called stolen goods. This is not called you have stolen bamboo sticks. And it's not called shula. It's not called you're borrowing it. The koninu b'shino maisa. Because you are koninu. It belongs to you right now. With the shino maisa. That you're changing it from a bamboo stick into schach. V'shinu Hashem also, you change the name of it also. Before it was bamboo sticks, now it's called tchach. So since you made a shinu Hashem and a shinu ma'isam, v'yoyed another thing, as Rashi says, mishum takonas hashovim. These are takonim in the Rabbonin, that if somebody steals a beam, and he builds a house with it, so even though really you shouldn't be koiner in the raisa, let's say, and you should have to return it to the original owner, the Rabbonin made a takonim to say, no, you don't have to return it. Because if you have to still return it, a person won't do tshuva. It's too hard to do tshuva. I feel if I have to return, I have to break down my whole house, it's too much, I won't do tshuva. So therefore the Rabbanan said, if you have your beam that you put in your house already, you don't have to knock down your house. You should know you own it. Just pay back the money. That's at the corner of the Rabbanan. See here also, since you stole these beams, these bamboo sticks, and you made tzchach out of it, we say now with the Rabbanan as if you're koiner it, and you don't have to give it back to the original owner anymore. You just have to pay the value of it. But the actual sticks you own. So since you own the actual sticks, it's not called the sukkah gzula, therefore you could be mekayim the mitzvah. Rashi did Rashi v'yoyed mishum takonas hashovim. Ein etzorach lista binyon. You don't have to break down your house. El yach tzedom. Just return the value of it. With the arminim perakayoshin. The moed the rabbonim b'gzula. I, Rashi's bothered by. How is there a case then that you stole the sukkah that you're not mekayim the mitzvah according to rabbonim? Like Sofa was saying, if you throw the guy out of his rishus, it's not chal gzeilim. If you steal sticks and build a sukkah, it remains your sticks, it's your sukkah. So where's the case that sukkah gzula is possible according to Rabbanin? So Rashi says, lav begoizel sukkah mechaberes hakarka. We're not talking about you steal a sukkah that's attached to the ground. V'loy begoizel eitzim. And now we steal sticks or mesachibim and you build a sukkah out of it. In these two cases, it's yours. Or else with mechuba, there's no din gzela. And when you steal the sticks and build it, it becomes yours. Elo, there we're talking about the goizel sukkah ha'asuya b'reish ha'gola. Let's say you have a sukkah on top of a wagon. Somebody made a sukkah on top of a wagon. Now in a wagon, it's not called karka. You could steal somebody's wagon. So the same way you could steal wagon, you could steal the sukkah also. Or b'reish ha'svina, or else you made a sukkah on top of a ship. And then you went ahead and stole the whole ship. That's the case that in such a case, even according to Rabbanan, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. That's the case that the Torah says, a gzula is posel. Where's the case? Where you stole the ship, where you stole the wagon, and the sukkah's on top of it. In such a case also, you have to return the whole ship. You have to return the whole wagon. You didn't do anything to it. You didn't like build it over again to say it's something new now. You could keep it, midrabbonin. No, you just stole the wagon. You have to give it back again. So in such a case, that's a pure gzela. Then even according to the rabbonin, you're not mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. However, when you steal karka
There we paskin karkas and an exelis. So it's not called gzula, it's only called like you're borrowing it, you're makayim the mitzvah. And if you steal sticks and build a sukkah also, you are kind of the sticks remain yours, you only have to pay back the value of the sticks, therefore you could be makayim the mitzvah sukkah. So that's what Rashi says, the only case is when you steal the wagon or the ship.